This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Amen, man. You already know what time it is, man. Episode 141.5 of the Random Order Show, man. Amen. The audio exclusive.
Bruh.
All day, man. You know who it is, man. It's your goddamn boy, man. Jermaine Rich is in the building. I'm in here, man. Amen. B-Baby Trey in the building. Talk to him, man.
Yes, sir. I'm still toothless, man.
Just like a baby would, man. All day, man. And of course, man, we got my man Sheldon Sebastian tuning in, man. Locked in from the other side of the continent all day.
Yes, sir. Philip goes. Get everybody.
Listen, man. Very wholesome episode on our hands, man. Start your Friday off right, man. Amen. Talked about all the hard-hitting topics. Topics that other podcasts may be afraid to tackle. Glissy's in the ring. The Glissy Gobbler himself. Dry measurements versus wet measurements. Dry eggs versus wet eggs. A&P blowing up their house. And of course, man, blocking a dog. Y'all know what you gotta do, man. Wherever you're listening to this, drop a red hot 5-star stunner rating, man, like you know you should. Amen. Leave a juicy review, man. Let the people know why you rock with the RO show, man. Enjoy the episode, y'all.
Yeah.
All day, man.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
All day, man. Nah, I'm some chill
Yo.
Shit.
You need something?
If you got it, nigga.
What the fuck is this?
It's not really a freestyle beat, man. It's a little gangster shit to start off your morning,
you
man.
Cowards.
Amen. Yeah, it's just a shit talking joint.
Go inside. You not welcome. You boys got little shorts, man. Step it up.
All day, man. You know what it is, man.
Yeah.
They could come for your shorts. I saw the game do a little clap back to a dude.
Mm.
He was criticizing him on Twitter or something. And that nigga said, "You're standing in a tiny coat by the ocean, brother. Step it up," or some shit like that. And then you go click in this picture, and this guy just has like a comedically small. Oh my god, you could tell this guy's coat is way too small, and he just like begged to wear it.
And when niggas insult you on some shit that like you think is fly, like you be like, "This is the point of the pick." Like my coat is like the focal point of this.
Oh thing. Yeah, all day, yeah.
Yeah, you feel a way
perfectly
about that.
Centered on the coat. Yeah, he changed that.
Yeah,
I think the Twitter clapbacks are crazy because something like that is gonna make me go to your profile, click the pictures.
Oh,
like,
I did. Yeah, no, I got to know.
Oh,
him.
Yeah.
Check this whole shit out.
There's gonna be some time where I'm like, wait, I don't get this joke.
That's
a small coat.
Yo, it really bothers me when I just click on a thread. I'm like, yo, I don't get it.
I'm lost.
And nobody's helping me. Especially when they troll you and they know people don't get it, are going to become looking for answers, and they just
purposely don't say it because they know you're going to be in the comments.
I stick around to find out, man. I got to know.
Sometimes, though. Sometimes it's just like, all right, you guys quit? Are trolling too much. And you guys aren't trying to give me the answer to what this is, you know? So, sometimes I'll back off, man. Happy 4th of July. Happy Canada's Day. Whatever you want to do. Bang, man. Whatever it is. Does Sweden have like Happy Sweden Day?
Yeah, I was asking what's the other country days and shit?
Happy Switzy Day.
Switzerland. Is there other days?
Does it ever have an Independence Day? Some people just been independent from day one.
Happy Europe Day.
But it's not. Is independence and Canada Day, they're not the same thing, right?
Same principle, right?
Same.
I don't think so. I feel like Jamaican independence is like when they became their own. Like I think they broke off from like Britain or some shit like that.
Yeah, I gotta do my history real quick. I know they still got a queen and shit, but I feel like we broke off from Britain too, and we became Canada.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, that's how we got our independence. And then 4 days later, these niggas, the states, figured
man.
It out too.
I just
None
find
of this
that
shit
when
is theirs, man.
Right, that's another layer.
None of this shit is there. So when they're banging fucking this, like Canada's Day, obviously I'm not gonna get too into it, but bro, this is stolen land. You know what I mean? America right. Day, fucking Christopher Columbus, Christopher Cap on this.
Ooh, Mr. Cap, man.
Mr. Cap, man. Like,
man, all in Europe, this guy's just like, yo, big deal still to this day. Just like on the every statue, Christopher Columbus. Yeah, Chris. Statue of Chris everywhere, man. Mm-hmm. You see that nigga just point, nigga, all the statues there. Take that one. I found this. I found that. We celebrate glizzies, man. That's all it is, man.
I just look at it. as an excuse to overdose on glizzies, man, mm-hmm. and burgers.
You know what?
For my country.
Yeah.
Speaking of countries and just from being from where you're from, I heard something the other day where it's like, if you're in Canada and someone asks you where you're from, you're going to say Jamaica. Or you might say like your race, whatever. But if you're like traveling somewhere else and someone's like, where you're from, you say Canada. And I was like, damn, that's a fact. Like, I've definitely done that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I kind of assumed if you're asking me in Canada, you're from Canada too. We know where we're at. So, like, where you from? Oh, you know, like, where you coming from? So, like, right. Abroad, it's like, yeah.
My response has always been like, what do you mean?
Because we should be saying Africa if we want to take it there.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we're in Jamaica.
Yeah. Because it's like, my shit is always going to be like, what do you mean? Because that was always a confusion with Americans. Mm. You'd ask someone from Canada, like, where are you from or whatever? And they're like, oh, yeah, like, my background is blah, blah, blah. You ask American where they're from, they'd be like, I'm African American. Mm-hmm. Like, wait.
Yeah.
Where's your parents from?
Africa.
Some people like they, you know what I mean, they may not know, but I'm like, all right, did like, where do they come, is your mom like,
nah, and I feel that though. Even people just who just, I said, I don't know, from Barbados and then parents moved to the States, they'll be like, where I'm from or my ethnicity.
Yeah.
Because I'm Bajan. But yeah, they'll bang. Yeah, you're right, they're quick to say their country.
But you asked me what my, like, you feel me, put up to my whip, you say, where's whip from, the make a model? Oh, this is a Tesla 580. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Tesla, you asking me what
my make a model is. Jamaican, Colombian, you know what I'm saying? I was fucking, I was just manufactured in Canada.
That's a real deal.
Yeah, that's
a fact.
The beginning of your, the, you know what I mean, the origin story.
Yeah,
where you gotta go there sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is though, like, nah, I ain't gonna say that. Never mind, move. I ain't gonna say that.
Real deal. Yeah, right, you just dodged the bullet there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right, you know what I'm saying, cat. You gotta know. You gotta know when to hold him.
Y'all ever say some? I ain't even going.
Just dodged another one, man.
I ain't even gonna go there.
Going,
man.
Strong.
Yeah.
Let's talk about them goddamn burgers, man. Jesus Christ.
Which one?
Ron, them burgers.
Off that burger stream, man. The little grill in the, you know what I mean?
Yo, man. Yeah, man.
It was Discovery Channel level grilling, man.
Nah, facts.
Real deal.
I'm gonna be honest. Me watching the stream was so much different because I'm like, them niggas took the fucking table upstairs.
Yeah.
Dope,
bro,
I saw the fucking table. I'm like, bro.
Dog. Like, there's so much that goes into like a stream. It drains your energy, honestly, just to set up, man. Cause Jermaine texted me, and like, maybe it was one, and he said, yo, perfect day for a burger. Mm-hmm. And I've been talking about doing the burger stream, the smash burger stream, but I knew it was going to take a lot. So every time I was trying to plan it, I was like, all right, I really have to have the whole day ahead of me to say, yo, let me do it. And then I said, fuck it, we start setting it up or whatever. And I had my little table. And then I start reading the instructions before I put on the propane. So I bought a little griddle. It has a little propane tank.
Little Benihana to go, little mobile situation.
17 inches, so it's enough to like do what you gotta do.
Hey yo, what the?
And then as I'm setting it up, about to like crank him up, it says put on a flame resistant table. Mm. So I'm looking at my fucking cheap ass $80 IKEA table. I'm like, bro, this is gonna burn through the fucking wood.
This can go up.
This is it's a fire hazard.
Just slightly browned. You take it off.
Oh my God.
Table got grilled, motherfucker.
Bro, I thought it was gonna crack in half, like something. Bro, I really don't know, cause it was hot. So I started looking around the crib. I'm like, bro, where's the next table at? Then I seen that one. I go knock on it. I'm like, okay, this is real marble. Had to take it apart, bring it back.
Oh, you never want to dismantle a whole table. I want to build it,
cause I was never like,
touch a screw again.
Yeah. Damn, you took that apart, eh?
That's real deal, man.
Wow.
Man, I had to take the legs
off.
That's
the grind, man.
Put that back on. Carry.
Is it still there?
Oh, that bitch is in the room till next.
Yeah,
I know. Any major furniture movements, man, you gotta leave that alone for a couple days.
Adapt
to it.
Oh my, because I know I'm a sweat taking it down. So,
your kitchen table's in your bedroom right now.
Yo.
For y'all, man, for the stream.
For the stream, man. Yeah.
Nah, man, it was fun. It started pouring rain, and Jermaine just asked me, so it's what's the rain situation like here? What's your balcony situation when it rains? It's a good question to ask.
It's a good question. Come over, yeah.
It's different, man.
Mm-hmm. Gotta ask, what's your balcony?
Sometimes the way your balcony is just lit up in this, like geographically, mm-hmm. you're just getting straight rain down. But sometimes, man, with a little miracle and a little wind direction,
mm-hmm.
bro, your balcony stays dry in the middle of a fucking hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Dry. Mm-hmm.
So you gotta ask that situation, man.
There's times where I've seen my door get washed, and the times where I'm like, yeah, this like it literally didn't even have a drop here. So it just happened to be one of those days where the wind was blowing our way and I had hot oil on this griddle and rain was sizzling up, man. Oil sparking back up on me.
Oh, yeah, because the water and the oil.
Yeah. We smashed out. That was four patties there. And we took a little break.
Nice.
Man, a little double whammy, man.
Nice. Beat down the cow, man.
We beat down the cow.
I ain't going to lie, man. I need like, what's the recipe like? You might have to send me like the recipe
to what?
Smash burger.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I got this like little, on our stove, we have like a, like the center section. You could like remove it and put like a flat top there.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah, I might get busy with that. And we got some ground beef.
That's all you need, man. Yeah. Get ground chuck.
What's that?
It's just a different, I think it's a different part of the cow. But I thought it was prepare like minced or whatever, like grounded. But it's just, it gives you, yeah, let me see the chuck.
Okay, bro, cows got so many parts, man.
Yeah, so the chuck, oh, it's the chuck is animal. Like the fucking
shoulder just below the knit.
Yeah,
it's that good shit. That's where it's at,
I guess. So I guess, yeah, I don't even know, like, I didn't even, damn,
bro,
man.
If I was a cow just looking at all these diagrams of my body diced up and shit.
Yeah. It's pretty fucked up, man.
Bristle, boy, you get the chuck, you get the rib, you got the short loin, you got the sirloin, you got the round, you got the flank, and then they're showing all types of cuts and shit.
And then us Jamaicans look at the tail and say, "Yeah, man, we tit that."
So yeah, now you was a thought. Yeah, they didn't divvy up the tail in this American breakdown.
Bro, niggas really eat cow tongue.
You like, can put that in the garbage though, for sure.
For sure.
I'll never take it there, man.
I'll never take it there. Ever. Yeah, but you would definitely take the chuck out that hole.
Oh, take the chuck on that bitch, put it on the grill.
Chuck that bitch on the grill.
Damn, why'd I fucking leave that alone?
I thought you was gonna take it out
there right on the table.
Nah,
chuck that bitch on the grill, man. Yeah, that was a good day for America.
Yeah, man. Honestly, a smash burger is probably like the easiest thing you can make, because it's like, really? The patty is literally so thin. It's supposed to be 3 ounces and you're supposed to do two of them. So 2 3-ounce ounces, that's 6 ounces. But you're smashing that bitch to a point where it's like it's falling apart on the grill.
Mm-hmm. Super thin.
So fucking thin. And then you just,
so just put a cooks little ball, quick.
Put it on the grill, smash that bitch till it's like paper thin. Then when you flip it, you're gonna see like it's kind of breaking apart. Use the cheese, glue that bitch back together, man. It's crazy.
Yay. You got the kitchen scale shield?
No, we don't. No, we got, like, we just got too. Like, yeah, I need to get one, but we just got like the cups. You know, like we got different size cups.
Yeah, I need all measurements, man. I hate to fucking have to MacGyver fucking measurement. I gotta come here converting ounces to centimeters.
Bro, yeah. But they do too much, like, confusing actions.
What you mean?
Like, one cup, it'll be, like, if they say get a cup of flour, that's a cup, there's an actual cup of flour that you can get. But then when you're dealing with water, it's like, okay, one cup, that's two different types of cups.
There's a liquid cup and a, no, a cup.
There's
of
a
cup.
Liquid cup, and then there's a cup of water.
Hell no, a cup's a cup.
No way.
Yeah, a cup is a
cup's
cup.
A cup, man.
Look it up.
What's a cup?
A cup of liquid versus a cup of, like
that's ounces. That's just fluid ounces and then ounces. Like, wait, but I don't know about no cup.
You may be right.
I ain't heard about that.
There's
game.
Maybe I'm confusing myself. But there's something where
we used to literally use a fucking cup from the cupboard. That's what we thought. We thought, two different cups, like a real cup and a cup.
Oh, you talking about if like you weighing it type shit though?
No, I was talking about like if the recipe just calls for like one cup of flour, there's like a cup that you can grab. But then if you're doing measuring a liquid, you can't use that same cup that you just got a cup of flour with and use. You have to use a measuring jar.
Oh, really?
To pour it out. I guarantee you, if you get a measuring cup and you fill that to a cup, and you get a flour cup, and you fill that with a water cup or one cup, it's not gonna be the same.
Really?
This is a measure of volume, man.
I think it is, though. I ain't going to cap to you, bro, because if you're in, like, a cup, you know, like, the cup with the handle that you, like, put liquid in and shit? It's, like, kind of, like, a bigger...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the flour is going to be wider, but if you put that in, like, a measuring cup, it's the same shit, but the cup is so much smaller, but it's taller. You see what I'm saying?
I do, man. I do, but I've been in too many positions where I'm fucking...
You put too much when you put a cup?
Bro, like... Okay, do cooking and measuring conversions. Click that one. And then
I feel okay looking at these Pyrex little pours.
It looks different, man.
It's 8 ounces is a cup. But how big is this fucking thing?
Like, okay, one.
Oh, no. Look at that big scoop. See? That's 4 cups.
See?
So, no, nigga, it's the same.
You're telling me if I do 4 cups of flour,
you're gonna make me go fucking get a science experiment, nigga.
I'm telling you, man, if it says 4 cups of water and 4 cups, like, you have to use that for liquid and a cup for a fucking, like, a measuring cup.
I'm gonna start fluid cups. If it comes up, then
fluid cups versus flour cups. Yeah, look, fluid cup versus dry cup. Press space and just put, look.
They looking all over this. Everyone's confused.
Read that.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder, rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dry measuring cups are designed to measure dry ingredients like flour and nuts, berries, while liquid measuring cups
are designed
to measure liquids like water.
Really? It's different, bro. You gotta use different types of cups. So,
bro, like, just make one the fucking bigger cup. Just more cups, nigga. Just call it fucking 3 cups.
Yeah. It's different, bro. I'm telling you, man.
That's why niggas can't cook,
wet
nigga.
Versus dry measurements. So you gotta understand, like.
So that's there's a whole world of wet measurements?
Yeah. So if your recipe calls for a cup of dry flour, you gotta use that cup. You can't measure it in the measuring cup. So there's times where I've been cooking and I'm like, all right, this is all I have. I'll use a cup of water and I'm like short. And now my shit's like, you gotta have different ones.
Why's my pie so watery?
That's why.
Soggy crust. My God.
Wow, I did not know that. What the fuck?
Yeah, man.
I wonder what I did wrong in the past.
Yeah, man.
That would explain a few things, man.
I'm telling you. Yo, that's absurd.
So even when it's like yesterday, I was making like the little burger sauce. If they say fucking, yo, a cup of diced pickles, like, you can't go fill that big ass water.
Yeah, no, that's too much. I feel like what makes sense is like, you know, the unit of cup, like the measuring flour.
It tripped me out too, man. But
so they say a cup of mayonnaise.
That's
filling up that
dry using dry.
That's dry. That's dry. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Too clumpy.
Yeah, and then you're scooping it. One thing I do love is getting a measurement and then just
scoop the powder.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Not my protein shakes, nigga.
Yeah. Protein shake.
Shake. King of the heel.
1.23, nigga. Yeah, man. But fuck.
Damn, that just so they got cups, ounce, fucking milliliters, milliliters.
Yeah, so 16 dry. See, 16 ounces dry, same as 16 ounces liquid. It's just different shit, man. And then they do the teaspoon and then tablespoon, and
No. I always wonder is a teaspoon what they call a teaspoon? Like a literally the spoon for tea. Yeah. Same measurement, same bet. Same.
Yeah, one teaspoon.
Really,
an actual teaspoon is the same as a teaspoon cup. Mm. So that's what they're saying, you can use a teaspoon, but they'll be like, use half a teaspoon cup. Like, so you can measure it with a teaspoon. Then a tablespoon, one full tablespoon. Mm. But then it's hard because you can mount a mountain on a tablespoon.
Yeah, you can make a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you just got to get your equipment, man. Trust me, man.
You just got to eyeball shit, man. You just know it so well that this bullshit doesn't even count.
Yeah, man. But Sheldon, have you ever deep fried? We were talking about this on stream yesterday. You ever deep fried wings in a cast iron skillet? You got a cast iron skillet?
I do have a cast iron skillet. I actually just recently started using it. I used to not use it because the cleaning is so different. Like, you, like at least how Razar was doing it, like, you got to season it and you can't really wet it. I'm like, bro.
Season the pot?
Season the pot.
Yeah, like, you got to season it.
We used to leave
it. I don't really remember. Yeah, this is my first time having cast iron as an adult.
Yeah, yeah, it's so wet.
Like, oh, what? And then you, like, bake it a little bit, oil it, and then put it in the oven.
Yeah. Yeah, but I haven't deep fried in it. No,
try it, man. I was saying because we're someone said, first off, all right, a couple of things to get off my chest, man. Well, I'll finish that point. Someone said put a chicken wing on the griddle, and I'm like, bro, I never sear a chicken wing. Like,
you ever put a chicken wing on a frying pan?
No. Like, I might pan fry some chicken before I put it in the oven.
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
Chicken wing, though, you don't put like some skin on.
I think you can sear on it and then bake it. That's how you get crispy. Okay, they do that with chicken too. They'll sear the chicken and you go and bake it.
To like fully prepare a wing on a frying pan.
I don't even think it'd cook all it would. But
yo, maybe fucking be, man. Maybe imagine just putting the sauce and not flipping.
Because Thailand, they have a couple ways of cooking a chicken wing, but I feel like they're always gonna put fire to that. You know. I've never seen someone put a griddle.
What's a griddle? Like, is that the
basically flat top?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking of motherfucking pancake, like a George Foreman, like this.
Oh my god! No, checking.
I was thinking that. I was like, what the hell?
You gonna come out dice?
Damn, you used to do the McGriddle shit.
I still do the McGriddle, man. If I could wake up early enough for sure.
Yeah, I feel that, man. Bro, I literally forgot about it until Julian reminded me.
Nah, it's a good sandwich, man. I used to, yeah.
And I always wondered if the pancake was soaked in syrup, and Julian confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
It's
made with syrup.
Yeah, they put it in there, right, in the batter.
That clown, man.
I didn't even know it was a waffle. Like, for a long time, I was just like, yeah, it's bread.
Pancake.
Really?
That one.
Pancake.
I used to hate on the McDonald's breakfast notoriously.
Really?
Until I landed on that damn McGriddle.
Yeah, everything else I'm not really about. Like, I don't want an English muffin.
I love a good hash beezy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hash brown for sure. But that come with the McGriddle.
You right.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah.
I never got a plate from McDonald's, a fucking pancake plate.
No.
Hell no, nigga. Bro, I had to be like, bro, if you guys don't stick to the handhelds, nigga.
Yeah.
I just was not as, like, why am I getting that? I don't need this from you guys.
Yeah. I feel like as a kid, I might have been brainwashed to think I wanted that.
Oh, yeah. No, bro. Literally, my kid brain would be like, ah. You see the McDonald's? Like, ooh.
Something about gripping a fucking bun.
You know what I mean? Just manning your sandwich.
Like,
sure. Love a good handheld, man. I'll never get over it.
I don't know why, and I think we talked about this. We had this beef with the twins. For whatever reason, we just kept fucking snuffing each other's burgers. And like...
Wait, what you mean by that?
We definitely spoke about this 100%.
It was a low moment.
There's a part of me where it's like, okay, you go to a restaurant, and when you finish your sandwich, like, they squish it. Like, you have... Yeah. Sometimes you got to... Like, a smash burger, you finish building it, you squish it, so it's like...
You be getting them sandwich TikToks, too. It starts off with...
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you know that Asian nigga that be making sandwiches?
And then the ketchup come over the side and shit. Oh, like this.
Man. He's a bad man. He's all over my TL, bro. That's all I fucking see sandwiches.
Yeah. Yo, I was... funny enough, that him made me think of doing a TikTok series with Dad. Just saying, yo, make your sandwiches. I'm going to record it. But, like, you don't have to say anything. Just ASMR. Because that man made fucking sandwiches, bro. Like...
Where?
But point I was making was
you gotta squish a sandwich.
You gotta squish a sandwich. And I said to myself, I'm like, yo, a part of me sometimes I don't really know how I feel when I go to a restaurant and like I see my sandwich
get squished.
Has already been squished.
Yeah, I kinda wanna do the squishing.
I wanna squish.
I see it when it's like expanded. All right, let's get real about this. Like, we gotta eat it. It's like it's like warming up my car. It's like, I got it.
You know, like, bro, somebody just didn't say it right to me, but.
To see your sandwich go,
Bro, let me squish.
You I didn't know you get an egg sandwich yesterday. With the yolk and so you don't have someone yolking it up already.
Y'all do the yolk?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't do the yolk.
You don't do the yolk. Can't do the yolk, no sir.
You ever tried it?
Yeah. I've tried it, yeah.
Like a yolky sandwich?
It's drip.
Yeah. I don't like it still.
Yo, it's nature drip. It's all natural drip, man. Straight
nah, but it don't nah, it don't taste. I don't like how it tastes. I don't like the taste of
what,
yolk.
Describe
like.
Yolk. I'm an alien. I just landed here. Sheldon, what is yolk?
Fuck, man. It's like
you don't know about slimy
almost,
shit, alien.
It's like almost like yeah, it's like almost tasteless, but then like the consistency of it is what I don't like.
That's fair, man. That's fair.
Nah, it's because it has like it has like
understand, a because yeah. It's literally the consistency. Cause it doesn't really taste like much, you know.
Yeah.
It's a hint. It's a hinge. Nah. It's a little tinge. Nah. Trust me. I don't know. Man.
What? It's inside the egg, right? So you're not seasoning it up or nothing. It's covered.
What? Yeah, you do Caesar.
How you gonna season up the inside of the yolk?
You just black pepper on top. So when it pop, it got this. They got the pepper seeds. No,
fucking drooling. You want to make some eggs real quick?
Pepper, be right
Should we take a break?
Dog. Yo, I'm literally drooling. Dog, you season the top of your egg so when it pops. And every all my other drip in the sandwiches already is seasoned in the yolk. Trust
me. Bro, my egg be looking like Doritos Cool Ranch with all them fucking seasonings. I'd be, it'd be spotted up, man. Yeah, it gets bro. So, by the time the yolk come out, it tastes like the seasoning.
It got, you get your
teeth. I don't know.
It's like a puddle of seasoning. But what do you mean the consistency?
Bro, slimy.
Yeah.
You know, slimy.
Yeah.
When it drip out. Like, I will.
Yeah. I don't like when the yolk is like, it has that fucking.
The thin, the gelatin clear one.
That's
not too raw, man.
That's what I'm
you gotta cook that part.
I'm not a bird, bro. You gotta fucking throw some oil on top of the egg and just cook it.
Oh, you gotta do the oil spoon.
The oil spoon.
A couple oil spoons.
The oil spoon gets you right, man. But yeah.
Eggs have been grossing me out lately, though. I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you crack an egg and you just see a little life forming. Like, you know what I mean?
When you think about it,
different stages, different colors. I'm like, yo, is this egg too orange? You see the eyeballs and shit. You know how it starts.
Would y'all ever convert to like the boxed egg whites?
Nah, man.
No.
Julian beyond that shit, but I feel like it finishes too quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Julian likes that shit. But he doesn't like yolk.
There's no soul in it though.
Nah.
Chicken bust.
That's a and you ever had a?
All right, guys.
For the record, I. Oh, what? Okay, AI
do
fuck. Dog. I don't like
why am I eating eggs then?
Yeah, because I don't like a whole when someone flips an egg, it's cooked on both sides. Like now I feel like I'm eating nothing. You know what I mean?
Wow, what you mean? So you only do like sunny side?
He means
only
that yolk. Sunny side.
Sure.
Even then, if I scramble an egg, like it has to be fluffy. It has to be like a little wet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a little cloudy, little
Yeah. Just a little.
Yeah, it can't be like dried out and.
No, I like it like that, man. You see how you make a smash burger? I make a smash egg.
Huh?
I make a smash egg, bro. It's fucking. Yeah. My egg is like a fucking piece of paper, bro.
Yeah, there's certain pieces of paper. I feel comfortable cooking, but breakfast is one of them that I don't feel comfortable cooking for anyone.
Really?
Jermaine, I could, because he's going to like what I like, but breakfast is so particular where it's like.
What's like a perfect breakfast to you, like food wise?
The classic sausage, bacon, egg, English muffin.
Man, I'll swap out that English muffin for a damn Pillsbury croissant.
Yeah. Mm.
You put them motherfucking croissants on deck on that breakfast plate. Oh, man.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't like English muffins that much, man.
Huh?
They don't taste like anything.
They don't taste like anything.
Yeah, they're good for making sandwiches. Small,
they hold butter good. Butter good, yeah.
They do hold butter good, yeah.
Yeah, make a little sandwich. And I was a kid that made I had a lot of fucking building going on my plate, like,
oh man, a lot of handcrafted
activities,
for sure.
Meals.
Yeah. Y'all don't do fruits at y'all breakfast? It's nice, man. It make you feel like you at a hotel or some shit.
Yeah, I feel like you do a little stride. If I got some extra fruit on me,
yeah, cut up some of those, you know what I'm saying, put on the side.
Honestly, man, breakfast, I did a lot of omelets. Honestly, we did a lot of omelets as kids.
Yeah, I did a crazy omelet the other day.
Maybe that's why I'm not a huge fan of omelets.
Yeah. Blacked out olives. I mean, omelets, like too much. Anything that was in the fridge, it was just, yo. Once I found out you could pair anything with an omelet.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Right,
everything was in there, bro. Like, yeah. The point where it's like, bro, this is a chicken. This is not even
a quesadilla.
Bro, be like, yo, honestly, I got to tip my hat to my dad because we would be some fucking annoying kids to, like, be buying food for. Especially, like, at home, we had full creativity. Like, we put too many things in an omelet that shouldn't have been in an omelet still, you know?
But who says,
your chicken?
Yo? Why not?
Yeah. Literally, for leftovers, barbecue chicken, you're in there, bro. It doesn't matter.
I put pepperoni in my shit the other day.
Oh, man.
Why do you have raw pepperoni here, crew?
Because I started making these, like, mini pizzas. You do Texas toast. You put some pizza sauce on the Texas toast.
Oh, I like that.
Nice. Cheese on top. Pepperoni on top. Put it in the air fryer. It's like a little mini pizza, bro. Go crazy.
Instant pizza.
Nice. Yeah.
It's garlic crusted pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck with me.
I like that.
Ranch.
Sean, are you the type? Are you the type of build to
build?
I'm just trying to see how you built, man. You eating breakfast and shit. You got the bread situations. You got all your elements on the plate. You making a sandwich. You making a little roll.
Nah, man.
Are you? You buying the bread separately, in between sausage bites and shit?
So. I'll do a mix. So I'm a knife and fork type of nigga, okay. Right? So I might go like cut a piece of the bread and eat the bread. And then I might cut a piece of the bread, cut a piece of the egg, cut a piece of the bacon, put it all on the fork, dip it in whatever.
Okay, okay, okay.
It, you know what I'm saying?
It's a small sandwich.
But I like, yeah, sometimes I like to enjoy things like by themselves and then I'll combine them. That's my experience when I eat still. Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate that. I think I'm sandwich first.
Yeah.
I'm going to sandwich everything until I run out of bread. Then I'm like, all right,
what the egg tastes like? Dolo, yeah. I'm bending the sausage in the fucking bread.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bro, my bread will be straight into the toaster, straight down. Pop up, straight up. Hit my plate, straight. Boy. Sausage on top, fucking break the bread's back. If my bread can talk, first words.
I think we have the perfect sound for this.
Exactly saying that, bro. Like,
it's but a problem. Then you soften him up with the yolk. And you dipping him down. Bro, that bread is sliding across the plate.
Like a break dancer on his neck.
Across the fucking bro, plate. Theoretically, you could put this plate back when I'm done with it, man.
Oh, my
ain't none, God. It's not dirty. Man. You get quick rinse.
Everything getting picked up. I feel you.
Literally, man. Trust me. It's just...
My dad said he used to get in trouble for that. He said he would get in trouble from his parents trying to make a little sandwich or a roll on his plate. That's how I play with your food. So your thing is, I'm not playing right now.
I'm not playing. Nah,
I feel like I'm not playing.
This is probably, like, if you consider this playing, wait till I get to my dessert.
Wait till you see what I do with this.
Wait till you see what I do with my croissant. Dog, we used to put glizzies in the croissant and then bake them.
Yo, where did that come from?
Where did that come from?
Because it's not
from,
on the Pillsbury side. I checked like the Bernstein Bears effect.
I thought
that shit's not there.
I thought that we got it from like a movie, like scary movie or something, or a Halloween where it's like, oh, it's a finger in the bun, like, you know?
Oh, fuck. That's dark.
No. Like, I feel Halloween, like on some Halloween.
Yeah, like kids.
You got like
shit,
witch like, fingers and shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's like a pogo
pig,
type.
Oh, no, it's pigs in a blanket. No,
that's a pogo, right?
That's what you call it? What the
no,
fuck
it's
is a
not
pig
a
in a blanket?
God, yeah, I think pigs in a blanket.
Oh, I thought you were talking about our croissant was a pogo.
No. Pogos are fucking doing it big, though. Still to this day.
Yeah, a pig in a blanket is like a pogo.
Yeah. Okay, so, we didn't make that up. From the UK.
Oh, thanks, guys. That's a good move, man. I'll put that on my country.
Yeah, man. We used to take the whole fucking Pillsbury thing. And I remember as a kid, man, just opening the Pillsbury thing. Stabbing it just a little bit, so it just opens up. You get your croissant.
Satisfying, man. Nice. Our hot dogs, mine, like the full hot dogs, though, should be sticking out.
Yeah. I see some like pictures of that.
Hot dog, a little bit of croissant,
and that's okay though. Yeah. That's kind of fire though. I like that. I prefer
it's a
that
move,
way.
Man. It's a move.
Yeah, you know I'm saying you get, you know, it's like two experiences right there.
I need the like, what's the respectable hot dog of today's age? Like, I feel like one startup just needs to come with the good hot dog. This is the healthiest hot dog you've ever seen.
Probably the Kirkland.
Kirkland?
They do vegan hot dogs. Like
Kirkland, that's right? I think.
Dog, okay.
Dude, talking about something else.
You're right.
What hot dogs they be eating at the competition? Shout out to Joey, too, for 62 glizzies, motherfucking.
Oh, there was a glizzy competition?
Yeah, the other day.
Your friend Joey ate 62 glizzies?
Joey Chestnut, he the champion right now. He's not my friend. I don't know him personally. Y'all never heard of this nigga?
No.
Damn, you know when a nigga voice go up, he is so surprised. Joey Chestnut.
I did see this.
Yeah, you definitely seen him. He choked the nigga out while he was eating the glizzy like 2 years ago type shit.
Yeah.
Yo, apparently, I don't have like data on this, but my boy was telling me that like this nigga makes like millions of dollars.
Yeah. It's a sport.
Crunching glizzies.
Yeah.
Oh, so you just at home warming up, just
your wife walks in, the kids need to be
go through Google images. There are some crazy pictures of this nigga, bro.
He's dealing with him when he's at 41. Click that picture.
Nah,
yeah, that photographer ain't shit.
That's not good, man. There's certain,
I need a video of his methods real quick, man.
Bro, it's so crazy.
You know, sorry, not to cut you off, but you know, like the HBO, when like I got a fight coming up and they do like those episodes and shit, of, like the two boxers. I need a Joey Chestnut when he preparing for a glizzy comp.
I think they have that. What is this right here?
Yeah, dude, really? ESPN is covering it. It's a recap.
15,000 generations. Man.
Oh, that's just a recap of the event.
Yet we have evolved not at all. Bound like animals to
literally noise. Like
let's review.
Damn.
Oh yeah,
he's dunking in the water. That's what made me throw up. It's those soggy buns.
The world record is 76 dogs.
Yep.
What else? He deals with the dog separately from the bun, so he's just trying to get it down.
Yeah,
I yacked in my mouth. You're dipping your glizzy in water?
Yeah, cuz that's to go down.
Have you ever ate a glizzy and then drank some water and the fucking bread just turns to mush in your mouth?
Oh yeah, not the same. Yeah, that has to go down separately for sure.
Bro, that's so disgusting, gang.
Bro, that alone will make me just barf, man. I could eat.
You guys never did that on a regular and it wasn't in no contest.
Oh no.
Who's this?
Who ate literally would take a bite and then grab their water while food is still in their mouth?
Sheldon, huh?
No.
Who?
That's how you just complained about that, right?
No, I've done it before accidentally, but it's not like...
Oh, that's not your method. Who's this?
I'll tell you, but Sheldon, you know him too.
He certainly rings a bell.
Bro, me and Jermaine know him a little closer because we watched it go down firsthand.
Mm. Yeah, you got to put him on blast, man. Let everyone know.
Clyde.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, you got food in his cheeks and take a sip of that.
Left cheek. Right cheek water or whatever. Nah. I'm like, Clyde, what are you doing? He said, it goes down better.
No, bro.
Like, I'm all for having your own methods, but I draw the line, man.
Like, bro, you're not enjoying food the same way, bro. This is so much better without fucking your food being soaked and crushed.
Yeah, if you're drinking soy sauce with rice, like, all right, different, but...
You got to watch what you combine too, man, because you got to understand science, bro. Like, shit react.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Chemistry, all that shit. So you got to take one at a time, take time.
But who the hell is like, I don't understand. Like,
you got to get the thought out, man.
I'm looking as he scrolls, but it's just like, I've had a hard life of, you know what I mean? Trying to convince my dad, hey, I want to do videos on YouTube and this can go somewhere. Like I thought I had it hard, but like there's this cat who's saying, yo, listen, I'm going to be a glizzy eating champion. Yeah. How do I tell my father that? That's literally the only question that pops up when
drop
I see
hints.
You know what I mean?
Glizzy day. Your dad fires up a few glizzies. Hey, how many you want? 12. Man, this nigga's gonna be a star.
And some water.
He gets it to him. All right, he needs some ketchup. Oh, what the fuck, nigga? You did?
Already. I'm gonna go inside for some ketchup. He comes outside and he's looking like that, bro. Like, how do you get into things, bro? What's your story? You know?
Yeah, I feel like you definitely gotta come with some money.
But like, how do you like? Boom, we're in LA. We're networking. Oh yeah, this is my brother Jermaine. Yeah, we do videos. Or this is my dog Sheldon. He glizzy eating champion.
Why I gotta be the glizzy eating champion, man?
I don't know Nathan personally. I don't know Joey Chestnut, so it gotta be you next. If you introduce me as someone, all right, boom. I introduce you as someone, and I say, yeah, that my dog, actually, he eats hot dogs. Mm-hmm. He's a champion. What is your first question for this man?
Holy fuck, how many?
That's a good
bucket. What's your glizzy count, man? What's your videos, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
what's your glizzy count? Okay, Sheldon, how's your intro? Yo, Sheldon is my man Joey. He Chestnut eating competition.
I'm not really asking nothing. I'm gonna be like, oh, okay, for nice. That's it.
You gotta come with a question.
You gotta come with a question.
Why I gotta come with a question? You don't fuck
with me. I wouldn't even shake your hand.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, bro, you do them dry or wet? Yeah, real deal. You got it on them with something.
Because as a glizzy eater, I'd be expecting a question. So when people don't ask, I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, you know, like you just wrote me off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm feeling weird.
I might get a little more respect, you know, because I ain't making it. You don't want to talk about your job sometimes.
That's like, oh, you got, oh what's up? I'm Sheldon. I got a podcast called Random Word Podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want the niggas? Yeah. What y'all talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Like, right. Like, fair. Okay, you got me there.
I'm telling you, man.
I feel that.
I need to meet someone. Yo, listen. If we got anyone listening right now, and you eating glizzies, and you a glizzy easy gladiator. Let me know, man. I want to meet you, man. Straight like that. If we really got someone that's watching this show,
a professional dog eater.
Listen to this show. You a professional? I can't talk today. You a professional dog eater? Fuck with me, man. Holla. Literally send me a video of you eating 10 glizzies right now.
Oh, Sheldon, God. I got no questions for you. It might be an awkward episode.
We're gonna get
someone on this podcast that's a glizzy eating competent. We're just gonna call. If we can call Joey Chestnut,
JC, man, we have to call
JC. That'd be crazy.
On Skype and just say, bro, we got questions for you, Slime. He's gonna be like, yeah, I just tell his wife, yeah, I just did some press on the Random Order Show. Let's see how the fucking episode comes out. He's going to hate us for life.
I really want to know his story, man. I really want to know if he's been eating glizzies his whole life.
I'm telling you,
won't do research on him until we get him on.
I'm telling you, I'm going to see if we can fucking make this happen. And we said this, man, when we first started a podcast. We said, yo, it'd be nice. I think we're trying to get a dream specialist and a scientist to ask him questions about space.
Mm-hmm. They'll probably get up and leave. Yeah, this
is my dad. So what you mean Venus is in here
right now? What's the meaning of sound? What is science? Take it from the top.
Man, you ever ask a professional like some shit that they don't know and you see it upset some?
Nah.
I feel like they're more like, oh.
Good question.
I haven't got this one.
I done stumped a couple of teachers in my lifetime. Just asking them a question where it's just like, all right, but like, how?
What about this?
Because some people will like try and over-explain something. And I'm like, you didn't answer my question, though.
Yeah, you just said a bunch of words and shit. Because you're done talking, doesn't mean you fucking said something.
So I'm telling you, like, if I'm really good, listen, if we have a scientist here and he's telling us, I think it was when we were watching the Black Mirror episode and we're talking about space and shit. It may have been that. I can't remember, but fuck it. I think it had to do with the moon. And it was a real good question. I'm like, all right, so first off, y'all think they went to the moon?
Yeah, I can see both plots, man.
Yeah.
I can see why you'd fake it, though. If I'm on some, you know what I mean, on some country shit, and I see other countries getting down shit, China piping up, Russia piping up, they fucking around with the space shit, and I want to be the first one. I know these niggas might do it or fake it before us. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, hey, man, I'll call my favorite director, get him on board, get to the little studio. But people are like, break it down. They break it down and like show the shadow directions and this and that. I'm like, all right, that's too much for me.
Yeah.
But is there even do you have a shadow in space?
Hell yeah, motherfucker, the sun.
Says who?
What, nigga? We mean the sun. I'm trying to say. Look, nigga, it's right there.
You right.
This is why your teacher couldn't answer nothing, nigga. Yeah. You asked some dumb shit.
That's why they're mad, nigga. Yeah, you gotta ask me questions right, nigga.
So where my shadow at, man? Nah, it's real shit.
Nah.
Sorry, I'm gone for sure now. Come on.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of science and elements and shit, man. AMP is destroying that damn house, nigga. What's up with these indoor fireworks?
Oh, God, God.
I thought you said A and P, like.
Like the grocery store.
Like our old grocery store.
No, not them. They already destroyed.
AMP, yeah.
Bro, just indoor fireworks. Full out. I stumble on full out clips of these niggas. Literal fireworks indoors, carpet and shit. I'm scrolling through the comments. There's no alarming. Everyone's like, yo, WWW. Where's the fire hazard tweets, nigga?
Yeah. You know what's funny? Yesterday, me and Julie were talking about Kai getting canceled. And I was just like, yo, I really love Kai. Like, I'm excited to see him continue to like flourish. And all those niggas are amp niggas. I'm saying I felt like the cancel culture has kind of like passed. Like, no one really cares too tough to like cancel someone versus how they did back then. And I was like, someone like Kai, I don't think he'll ever get canceled just because he is raised. He was raised in the fan base that he has now, where it's like everyone is, they know what the norm is to them, if that makes sense. So it's like anything that Kai is doing that maybe Twitter will want to cancel him about, it's just like his fan base supports her. It's like, bro, they don't care about that type of shit.
Then
the next day, these wild lighted fireworks in there, and no one's saying anything. They're literally all saying WWW, yo, pop off, light more, light more. And I'm like, they don't care, bro. They're not telling you guys, yo, be safe, whatever, whatever.
Well, there's nothing really cancelable in that, right?
Like, no. War? Two different topics. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
What they're okay with from seeing from Kai, and like knowing like what he's done, like they've been watching. So it's like all that shit is gonna be like, if I start lighting fireworks in my crib,
yo, what the fuck is Trey on, nigga? Like, yo, are you good?
It'd be too real.
Oh, okay, like, all right, I got you.
Like, yeah. You know, so got I'm like, you. Someone like that, it's only, you're almost untouchable at a point where it's even Aiden, like, some people trying to cancel him. I don't really know too much of what he's done, so I'm not gonna talk too much.
I just know that landlord about to get that check, man.
Yeah,
keeping your deposit.
Yeah,
yeah, I saw the
videos. I don't think they ran. I think they buy that.
They bought that shit.
Yeah.
Well, then they might be, someone gonna have to pay for it.
Yeah, they gotta fix that. Yeah, they probably gotta.
You know how many people were watching their stream yesterday?
Yeah, it's already paid.
They already paid
collectively.
For it.
It's already
paid. Well done, man.
Yeah. At a point, I was just about to say this before we start talking about Joey Chestnut. It's like, you think about humans and how far we've come.
Real deal.
There's like, at one point in humanity, there's no records. Niggas didn't even take pictures. Couldn't even take a picture to capture. Like, I almost can't even imagine standing in front of someone like a King Tut, or going back in the day and standing in front of someone that like once walked this earth before us. And I'm like, yo, are you like, you're telling me Jesus is real like this? Like you and me and I can touch him.
In the flesh, posted up.
In the flesh, posted up.
That's how the story goes.
Fast forward all the way now. It's like, we have so much like proof. Oh, we gave these niggas cameras. Look what Amp did.
what was the premise?
it's so hard for me to believe that niggas were even walking this earth before. It's like, where's your proof? Where were y'all at?
Show me a video of
you guys. I have no video. No, and even like our first pictures of like, oh, this is whatever, it's black and white, it's this, it's that. Now it's like, bro, we're so fucking clear now. Like, and now we've even gotten to like 3D advanced.
They're gonna see us bullshitting in 3D. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, these niggas right here, right? You got 4K, 8K.
This is what we're doing. So it's like, I don't know. Sometimes to me, it's like, we can clearly prove some shit now with the video that we got. Even when we're trying to prove UFOs, it's all these pixelated videos that just didn't make no sense.
And yeah,
that's
like, I'm not buying it, man.
Holy shit, it's clear. So I'm, it's, I don't know, man. We have so much proof of what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Definitely leaving that mark. I wonder if they'll still have YouTube 100 years from now.
Probably
at one point they're gonna hit that email like, "Hey guys, listen, we're gonna get rid of some of this old bullshit."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
fucking burn hole in our pockets.
They probably take some shit down. It's like, bro, you don't want this up.
Skim. See, y'all don't need this one.
You don't need this video up, man. Thankfully, their house wasn't on fire and they're good. But
yeah, I thought they
thought it through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had the fire. They had a lot of fire extinguishers around. I was watching a little bit of it.
Yeah, that'd be a good precaution for sure.
Yeah,
you got all those fireworks, not one fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
Did we forget something?
Have y'all ever done like a firework fight? War?
No.
It's fun, man. It's fun.
Just with like bio equipment and shit, nigga. Fucking fire goggles. I'll fuck around.
Yeah.
Just t-shirt pants and shit.
Yeah. Nah. Straight Roman candles. No big shits. No fucking
alien.
Yeah,
they got that new shit, man.
Intruder. None of that shit. Just Roman candle. You know, you have like 3 or 4 and you just...
We'll set your boy on fire real quick.
You gotta go set him on fire. You might just put a hole in his shirt.
Does that fire is like, it's supposed to like go... You know what I mean? Why does it not like catch on to your clothes and shit?
Because I think because it kind of hits you and it bounces, and you're more than likely running, right? So once it hits you and bounces and then hits the floor, like that's it. It's like the wind and shit just kind of takes it out, you know?
I feel it.
Nah, man. Yeah. There's other ways to have fun.
I remember seeing like more and more people like use fireworks as weapons, and it just like took the innocence away from, you know, when I thought fireworks were
really
as a kid.
Yeah.
I've never seen someone use a firework as a weapon still.
People are getting robbed and shit. Niggas have fireworks during the wrong seasons and shit. I see fireworks on Halloween. Oh, this ain't the type of fireworks you know from Disney and shit.
Well, I mean, a Roman candle battle is definitely it is a weapon, but we know we having fun, like, you know?
Yeah, I feel that shit.
Yeah,
you gotta watch it, because they got them new fireworks.
Yeah, the new joints. Yeah, I haven't done that shit in years. Yeah.
You ever see like a fireworks shoot like stupid?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I woke up from school straight. Bing! It's going backwards for it, bro.
I seen the Zeus Canada fireworks. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was a guy just spinning around with like a... I think Tia posted it on the start. It was like a big ass like round of fireworks. It looked like fucking like a beehive.
Mm-mm.
And it was just shooting forward and back. It was literally like a gun. These are guns. These are weapons.
Fire.
You could, like, you know what I mean? Disrupt gun. Someone's day, to say the least.
Yeah.
And make them give up what they got.
And for why?
And for why?
Bro, we used to live, when we lived downtown, we had, I think people were just roaming the streets with roaming candles and like,
yeah.
It was almost like they had a play area and it was around our building. So like they would find each other, like it was a group of guys. And when they found each other, they lit their Roman stick and then started firing. I swear to God, it looked like a Harry Potter fight downstairs.
Just a fucking wand fight.
We just had an aerial view of these cats. You remember what I was talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Pushing our neck out the side of our window, just trying to see like who's going to win the fight. But it's entertaining from up top. But nah, man, like it's just too dangerous, man. I value my eyesight too much to fuck
that's real shit. I fuck with that. You want to be safe, they ain't the way. For sure. But sometimes you don't want to be safe, you want to have fun.
If that should just land in your collar, just in your hoodie neck,
ladies first,
you know, down your back like an ice cube, would
take your shirt off quick, man.
No. Real deal.
Speaking of safe, you guys ever heard of like the classic parent safety protocols of when you're a kid, like don't run with sticks and don't, you know what I mean? Like,
classic.
Don't talk to strangers.
Don't run with a stick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I remember this is a tragic story, honestly. I've always heard that. Don't run with sticks. My mom used to say, if you're running with anything, like, put it away from your eyes, like, put it away from you, or whatever. Cause if you're falling, like, whatever, it's gonna, obviously, chance of it's gonna go in your eye. Grade 7, man. I'll never forget it. Grade 6, I met my friend. His name was Michael. He's a kid, man. Like to have fun. I don't know what it is. Grade 7, come to school and everyone's just fucking, yo, you're rapping to Michael. I'm like, what happened to Michael, man? I was just like, whatever. He's like, yo, Michael's in the hospital. I was like, yo, what the hell happened? Some days go by and Michael finally comes back with a fucking patch on his eye. I'm like, yo, what the hell? Like, what's going on? I think of Michael ran with a stick, fell, stick in his eye. Eye gone.
I would be coming in that school like, I know, nigga. Yeah, to my parents. Yeah, I don't want to hear it, man. I don't fucking hear it.
Dog, I'm telling the principal, hold the assembly for me. I'm going to walk out. Don't run sticks.
Take my glasses off. Yeah, I'll be the poster boy for that.
Yeah, bro. I'm eating off that.
Yeah,
bro,
you know, I'll make a tour off that. Do the school tour.
School tour, bro.
Breaking some administration fees.
That's it, man. But I felt terrible for him. Like, your eye is done.
Yeah.
Like,
so it was done. It. Like, he lost his eye.
He lost his eyesight. His eye was still there, but like it was. I remember one time I got brave enough. I said, "Yo, take her glasses off." Like Cyclops, bro. I should have never told that nigga shot a laser at me. But I used to love that X-Men. That guy from X-Men.
Oh, Gambit, hell yeah.
Right?
Laser
Man.
Gambit. No, same guy we're talking.
Is it Gambit or Gambit was the fire one with the cards?
With the cards. You talking about with the eyes of Cyclops?
Cyclops. Yeah. His real name though. He got a name. Yeah, I was going over that story, but don't run with sticks, man. Anything, bro, even if I'm going up the stairs with a fork, I pull that shit.
Yeah, that shit is sideways.
To my right, bro. Like,
nice.
That's it for me. That's all right.
Y'all do steamers? Y'all on the steamers here? Y'all still do iron?
Oh, I'm steaming, man. Fuck the iron. Man. I'll do the steamer or the de-wrinkle in the dryer. That's pretty slept on, man. Sometimes you know what I mean? You got to still get ready. You got to do something. I need my shit ironed real quick. Don't leave me in the dryer.
Really?
De-wrinkle 10 minutes. Yeah, what? You didn't know that?
Wow.
I feel like somebody taught me that shit. Yeah, man.
Yeah, fuck. De-wrinkle.
Bro, it comes out. New shirt.
Wow. Yeah,
I never had that.
You must have a Samsung.
No, I got that just to start the classic. You know them classic white ones? Classic, no, I don't know what brand it is. Just white.
It's like Maid or something like that.
Maytag. Okay.
They make just the standard cartoon. Washer dryer.
Yo, we went to the Airbnb. We went to this Airbnb in Toronto. And, bro, you get to a crib, you're staying at a hotel, whatever. Shower, flush power, and maybe you test the bed, but more so it's shower pressure, flush pressure, and then your washing machine. Like, what does my washing machine look like? bro, this cat had modes on his shit. Like, to a point where I'm just like, yeah, I could steam my clothes in the washer.
I need that type of washer, man. I'm trying to stand in front of a washer with my hands at my waist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Down, just see everything. What the possibilities.
Yeah, man.
My shit just got a button.
Yeah, man. Anyway, I enjoyed washing my clothes there. That's all I had to say. I washed like three loads, and I was just there for a day.
Damn, what mode you going, nigga? You not going?
I just did a regular mode. I didn't want to steam it. Cause I didn't want his shit to start leaking or anything. I don't know.
You're not supposed to use the steam.
Don't use the steam, man.
You ever use the only one?
Yeah. Nah. Washer and dryer.
They be too small, though.
I don't like it.
Small belly.
I want to take my shit out and put it in, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you might forget it in there thinking you're drying it. It's just, you got wet clothes just sitting there.
No, that's the beauty of it, though. Like, once it's done washing, it also
it just starts to dry. Yeah, same belly. I like that. I'm into that. That's
man, fire. I got a problem with that, though, because you got to wash your clothes in certain ways where it's just like, sometimes Julian will wash my shit because we come back from the gym, I put my shit, and it's like, all right, wash this load. But then he's trying to, like, he'll forget. He'll forget to dry his clothes in the morning, so he's trying to speed dry it. So he does it on max. I'm like, bro, it's going to shrink my shit. Yeah. If I go to the gym, I'm doing a pull-up, fucking belly button's out. And I'm like, bro, this is what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah, this you can't do that.
Niggas has an audacity to tell me get a bigger shirt. I'm like, bro, it fucking was.
I had one.
Like, you got my four up.
Dog, you got to wash your shit on delicate, man.
Mm-hmm. Delicate, and you got to fucking low dry.
You shouldn't take your shirt out to dry and say,
yeah, it shouldn't be that hot.
It shouldn't be hot.
Throw some mitts on. Throw it on the floor, just de-steam real quick.
You got to open the door and move, bro. Like, dog, stop drying it. Dry the shit on an antibacterial. I'm like, bro.
Bro, you can start a laundry fire, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I seen a TikTok. Someone dried their clothes with a lighter in their pocket.
Oh shit.
Dog, I've washed way too many lighters. I'm telling you, look up videos of like a lighter and dryer. It will blow your bitch up.
Damn, really?
Check your pockets, man. Dog. Maybe he washed it.
By the time
long?
It gets through the wash, it's already drowned out. But yeah, I'm proven wrong. It's on the lighter dryers are blown up.
Maybe I just got caught with a fake video, but I can only see one on TikTok. Bro, the shit fucking blew this camera off the security rig. Like,
yo. Bro.
My headphones still work after I washed them miraculously. So, yeah, maybe.
That's crazy. I just watched one blow a laundromat up.
Yeah, oh that's God. It. That's it. That's it. That's it. It was a laundromat.
Holy fuck.
I feel like there should be more signs about that. Like, even on your, like, you know, it should be shipped with your machines.
Yeah. Like
yo, check your fucking pockets.
Yeah. Put a metal detector on an entry of a fucking. Take this out. That's crazy.
Yeah, you gotta check your pockets, man. You gotta check your pockets.
Real deal, man.
You say that, but you never do it.
I do it.
I do it before I take off my pants, for real.
Yeah.
Because I hate is you don't check your pockets. So you have a wallet in a pants, and you just flip it, fold it, dash it in a. You know what I mean? Where the fuck is my wallet? And you're trying to trace back your pants. What pants was I?
You gotta have the little plate, man. You gotta have the little plate. You just put everything on.
Yeah, a pocket plate.
You know. Yeah, like a pocket. You know what I'm saying? Pocket plate. Yeah.
You got trust.
Yeah,
man.
You got to.
I need to step it up to a plate. I got a table area.
Who the fuck? Someone washed their passport, and I was so fucking pissed.
Yeah. Who did that shit? Yeah.
I can't remember.
They weren't pissed, man.
They're laughing at it. And, okay, I have two more things before we get out of here. Yesterday, or last podcast, I said, yo, if someone falls, I'm a little bit embarrassed and I hate it. I just don't like when someone falls in front of me. I just like, why are you falling? Why are you on the ground? That's why I showed you guys a ring cam video. Niggas are getting at me saying, so I seen a comment saying, Trey, if someone falls in front of you, that's kind of crazy. I'm like, bro, what is crazy about that?
What, being embarrassed for them?
I see both sides.
I'm going to help them out regardless, but I'm going to be like, bro, when's the last time you guys seen me on the ground?
Yeah, you keep your balance up, man. I got it.
Right, yeah.
But that's also, I think it was like how you delivered it.
I delivered it wrong?
I have because you didn't
well,
add that last part.
You, yeah, but I definitely feel that shit. Like you I said the last episode, like this person's always on the ground and shit, always falling and shit. This might be another day. Man, why you? Come on.
Come on.
And if we're all together, you're going to break a hip. You got to be serious about standing up and shit.
Yeah.
What have you done?
That's the same thing with the password. I was just like, I'm like, bro,
You're how disappointed
do you wash your passport?
Yeah, you gonna check for that. I know where my passport's at all times.
At all times, I know.
All times, yeah.
Sometimes I get that text from you. Hey, nigga, you got my shit? You got the document that allows me to leave this country?
I don't even be asked. I'll be telling you, hey, you got my passport. Glop my phone quick. Yeah, yeah, and hopefully this nigga got it, man.
I hate that. Somebody be like, hey, man, you got my shit. You got my shit. And then they find it. Oh, never mind, got it. You see what this could have been, nigga, if you didn't find it? If you still were the one who was responsible for losing it, and you still left off it, you had it last. Like, no.
Sometimes, yeah. Right, you just got that. You got to understand, that's my last hope. Hey, you got my shit. Just turn around.
And then I'm walking around. This nigga lost my passport, man. I was like, no, I didn't. Just fucking could have been you.
I forgot who it was, man. I washed their goddamn passport. But they got in the country or wherever they're going, because we're in a different country when I seen the washed passport. Who was it, man?
But that shit don't stay wet, though, right? Isn't it, like, laminated?
No, you're wash your passport.
Nah, it was pretty crummy. It was like pretty well together still, but some pages were... It was like, turn to a paper mache.
In a place where they're going to ask me questions, I'm not going there with a fucking passport that's washed.
You got to present yourself still.
Yeah, you can. You can. My gold is washing off a little bit and shit.
My gold is silver now. Like, dog, I've never seen a
fucking rusty passport.
Dog, I've never seen it before, man. But yeah, they got through, man.
Can you just get a new passport before your shit's expired?
Nah, you got to. But like, I think the problem was they're traveling, like, and saying, yo, I'm just going to run this right now and try it.
Right, okay. But I mean, in terms of like, if they wanted to get a replacement, they'd be able to? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if it's not expired, you'd be straight.
Yeah, okay. Where? Yeah, don't let your passport expire before you renew it, man. It's much quicker when you don't do that.
They will look at you like,
where are you from?
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
I still got, it's still here, nigga, physically.
Yeah, that's right.
So that'll be a fucking El Chapo trying to come into Canada and say,
oh, no, God.
What the fuck are you doing here? It's me, Jermaine, nigga, Jermaine R.
Yeah, right. What you do with the real Jermaine? Fuck. Dog, I learned a new term. All right, hear me out. I was advised not to say this on a podcast, so I'm not going to say it. But one of our friends had came down, extended family, we'll call them, came down from Miami, just dropping hella slang on me. So we're just like, we got a link. It's been a minute, so bring up that let's just call it the devil's leaf.
Yeah,
bring up some of that.
Okay,
we ain't having it. So then he texted us like when he was here a couple of days past. He's like, I ain't got no Zeb on me.
Zeb?
I ain't got no Zeb on me.
So I'm y'all just not like, even saying words no more. Like, come on, man.
And I ain't got that canister on me. Hmm? So I'm like, all right, whatever.
You said canister?
No, I just put that together. So I'm like, all right, Zeb, but you know what I mean? It makes sense. You're talking about grass. Cause I know I already asked for that.
Like
so
zebra that, food? Like Zeb?
Yeah.
Where's it coming from? I need the story.
One B or two B's. Like, I have questions. So now we're hanging out with this cat. And he says, I literally can't even say it because I don't want to get in trouble. But he said the craziest word to kind of like, to him, it
he
meant
dropped
like,
the N-word equivalent, allegedly,
of another race. So
but
like,
he didn't know where it came from. So he's just really nearly.
Oh, it was of a race. What the? Wait, what? I like, thought we were talking about grass.
The word to him meant like someone's tweaking. Like, so if I were to use it, sometimes it'd be like, oh, you're tweaking or like, yo, we're going crazy. We're going goblin mode. Like
right.
Term like that, but I've never heard it. He was grilling, so he's like, shit, man, I really be blanking out like on the grill. I said, what is that? This is my second word. You just dropped Zeb down here in this one.
Yeah.
And then Julian informs me, he's like, yeah, that's actually racist as fuck. Don't say that. Like, this is where the word like came from. And he didn't know. So he's like, oh shit. But at that point, it was already deep in my mind. I'm like, dog, I had like so many ways. I was about to come out here and
drop that.
I made it.
Break it down. Say we got new imports, nigga. Language imports. New words, man.
Yeah,
yeah, you got to do the history before you introduce a new word, man.
But it's like you hear goblin mode for someone to say like you go to Wales and you say, man, I'm going goblin mode. Don't say that.
Yeah,
they refer to our people as goblins.
Going gobby.
Dude, don't say that, bro. It's like. When I don't know where these words are coming from, but we need new ways to say shit. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I would understand if someone came up to me and said, hey, man, we going nig mode. What that mean?
Hey, man, we blacking out, man.
What you mean by that? Anyways, man, we trying to keep this podcast running strong, so I ain't going to say nothing crazy, man. But just know we going goblin mode over here, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're a clown.
Oh, shit, right there.
All day, man.
Yo.
Y'all ever block a dog, man?
Who's?
Would y'all ever take it there? Or let's say you just fell out with somebody. You can't fucking stand their guts, man. Block him.
Block a dog?
And they have a dog, and you're like, man, fuck that dog, too.
Like,
man,
block their Instagram?
No.
Oh.
You wouldn't take it there?
Nah.
You still keep a good relationship with that dog's Instagram and shit.
Yeah.
But it's run by a person, man. You can't stand their guts, man.
I had to unfollow Tanisha's dog.
That's real. Yeah, me too.
I told her when she made me follow him, I'm like, I told her, I said, I'm about to unfollow this cat in a minute.
Cat being a dog. Yeah.
Because after a while, I just felt like, man, I'm just following dogs for a charity and shit. Like, you follow my dog? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to add any value to this page.
I don't even know why I made a page. I didn't even do it.
You made a dog page, Brooklyn page?
Yeah, I stopped doing it as soon as
you stopped running it?
Yeah.
Like, bro, your dog is not the next one to blow, nigga, I promise you.
I was doing it because I'm like, all right, if I have this page, maybe it made sense that, like, if a brand reached out and says, oh, you have a dog.
Yeah.
Good way to put that out. But I'm like, you're going to see it on my page. So I don't even know the password to that, man.
And then you got to... See, I simply turned Tui's page into a business page. Man, fuck this dog. Yeah, no, just sell earrings on this shit.
Dog, it comes to a point where...
Damn.
Fuck it, man. Let me just say, when the world is about to end and we know for sure, like, yo, we're fucked tomorrow, I'm leaking all my passwords because they're fucking good.
Just
to let you niggas know, like, how it's... I really want... Like, sometimes I really want to ask someone, what's your password? Like...
All this time, what was it, man? Was it? Come on, all the scammers, like, you gonna tell me before the world ends, nigga? What's that Gmail, man? Oh! I should have knew. Please.
See, as a math, somebody was off by like one letter.
Close.
I didn't even want to give any fucking hints as to like how I construct my password.
Bro, you would have to know my brain. You have to be in here.
Nah, you're giving too much. You're too much.
Yeah. Don't even talk about it.
You can do a brain scan on me at the airport.
Yeah.
Tits, nigga. Tits three.
Fuck, man. But just know, this is all I'm going to say, man. For all you hackers out there, man, it's the only clue I'll give y'all, man.
Why, though?
Because just to fuck with him. Just to fuck with their mind.
Okay, say that.
Y'all,
say that.
My shit funny.
When you find it, you gonna laugh. You hit enter. This nigga crazy.
Leaks my nudes. This nigga stupid, man. They'll probably change their mind if they log in with my password. I say, nah, man, this nigga too funny, man.
That's a goddamn secure password.
Yeah, man. Fuck.
Yeah, you gotta have some humor in you to get it through.
Yeah, that's it. You gotta, bro. This is the last thing.
And you have to know my bike model from grade 3.
Nah,
too close,
too close. Oh man, too close, man.
So many bike models.
I don't know.
You gotta know that you're I got it.
You gotta know a lot, man. Honestly, bro, like
if you got Canadian Tire archives, nigga. My shit went out of business.
If someone was torturing me for a fucking password, by the time I give them the password, you're gonna feel terrible for what you've done to me. Like, is this? Oh, really?
I miss you, Grandmaton. I miss you, Grandmaton.
Oh,
and her car model.
Oh my god! I remember my first MSN password, man, but I ain't gonna delete that.
Yo, I remember mine too. That's so funny.
I literally do too. Yeah, as soon as you said it,
I'll sign in right now. That shit was say, welcome in.
Shit, it was short, man. Though. That's back before they asked you for all those types of characters and shit.
It's true, yeah.
You're like, yep, sure.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
I was about to say, I wonder how many people have died, like, trying to leave a clue or a hint to, like, solve some shit for, like, their next generation or whatever, and they just went right over their head.
Or they didn't get it?
Yeah, like, we're talking about passwords.
Mm-hmm.
But earlier I was about to say, like, when we're talking about, like, whatever. I was just about to say fucking... I wonder how many people have left like a Da Vinci Code or something to say, oh no, my great grandson gonna figure this one out.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then he did it.
Some old people still got codes in their mind from the 90s and shit.
Oh yeah.
723184, never forget it.
Hey man, great episode, y'all. Y'all know what it is, man. Thank you for locking in with us.
Bruh. Audio exclusive 141.5, man. I hope it's a wholesome Friday for you. Mm-hmm. Amen. We've been hard, going hard in the paint, getting down and shit, man. We appreciate your support all day. Y'all know what you got to do, man. Drop a 5-star stunner rating wherever you're listening to this. Amen. We got a lot of great things coming for randomorder.org, man. What are we leaving the people with this wholesome weekend?
Sean got it.
What are we leaving the people with this wholesome weekend, man?
Man, even like a cooking tip, man. Something you might have just stumbled on, like a little gem real quick, man.
All right. You know, I recently transitioned to stainless steel.
There it is.
Nice.
Pots, which I think everyone should try to do, you know, because, you know what I'm saying, non-stick, you be getting your food and shit, you killing yourself.
Yeah, we shouldn't be sticking to this next stuff.
But yeah, if you want to make sure it doesn't stick, man, you just heat the pot up real hot, like real, real hot, and then turn it down, and then add the oil, and it's going to stick.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, nigga, thanks.
Thanks, Alvin.
You left that one for me, too.
Yeah.
Show.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.